when you look at Coleman, he has the ability to drop his weight and decelerate. And you've seen that even on film against the Ravens on some routes where he was able to break free, or I believe it was the Titans where I saw a nice play where he was able to get the yards after the catch because he broke off the route well. So the big thing to me, the mechanics are there for him to be a decent separator. I don't think he's your classic number one on the outside. I think he's better off either being a T. Higgins type in that on the outside, or being more of a Michael Thomas type of archetype on the inside.
That's our guest from the previous segment, the excellent Matt Waldman, rookie scouting portfolio, Football Guys Fantasy senior writer, talking about Keon Coleman. And that sounds like, you know, not your classic number one X receiver isn't the best exclamation point on that, but hearing that live and then hearing it right back just now sounds like a more promising, that there can be growth there, that maybe the way Matt answered when I asked him about my observations of Coleman, like crushing on him early in that college football season because of the great athletic catches I saw him making on Saturdays for Florida State. Like, wow, this guy, get your hands on this guy. And then, you know, separation numbers aren't so great. And like, is he cut out to be an outside guy? Is he more of a big slot guy? Whatever. All the different, you know, conversations and I guess arguments we were having about these different prospects. Matt sounded a little skeptical about maybe an overreaction to the separation numbers when it came to Coleman, and that he thinks maybe the tools are there, the way he said that there, to for him to get better at it. So we'll see if he can. I'm sorry that, you know, if you've been out there just watching the Elijah Moore cone drill or whatever the heck we're watching there at some Chad Johnson passing camp, receiver camp, pump the brakes a little on the Elijah Moore train. But, you know, he looks great in that video. I mean, I can tell you that. Anyway, I liked what he had to say about Coleman, mostly is the point there. I probably would have been hoping, if I'm being honest, that there'd be more of a favorable outlook on Elijah Moore. But really, what are we talking about anyways? Like, is he supposed to break the door down or something and just become this hugely impactful player for this team? I mean, I think a lot would have to happen, and a lot of it maybe would be bad, involving other people not coming through. I don't see a pathway to a lot of playing time unless he just ends up on the field in practice. This is Elijah Moore I'm talking about now, not Coleman. In practices this summer, the joint practices, the preseason, that he's just undeniable, and they go, oh my gosh, we have to find a way to get this guy on the field because there's a lot of good that can come from having his skill set out here. I just think there's gonna be a battle there. Him, Curtis Samuel, Shakir, Kincaid, just looking for slot snaps, I think. And I think it's just tough to foresee a scenario. Again, unless he just, you know, that video is real and he just is, you know, undeniably way better than anyone thought. I shouldn't say that way, because I think a lot of people have thought this player was incredible, but it just has not translated to production in the NFL. There were like 60-some catches with Cleveland.
Yeah, 61 last year.
Okay, so, I mean, that's not nothing considering what they had at quarterback, but still, I don't know. Did you see a pathway to him being on the field enough to catch, I don't even know, 50 passes?
I'm the wrong person to ask, because I've been in the Elijah Moore cult since 21.
Well, that makes you the right person to ask.
Everything you say is absolutely right. Like, I was even kind of like working myself into a stupor this morning, because like the video is exciting, but like I've liked the player since he was at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
It's just like, even Curtis Samuel, once he was healthy, like he dealt with turf toe, and I always go to Eric Wood on the pregames talking about turf toe, going like, that does not explain the injury. It is a tear in your toe. It is a serious injury. Once he got healthy, he started producing. I think he led the Bills in receiving yards two of the last three games. I'm still waiting to see what Kincaid will do, if he wants to do slot snaps, if that's how they want to use him. Shakir is one of the better slot receivers. I don't know if there's totally room for him, but I think there is talent for him to to elevate and to separate himself.
It sounds like the story of his career so far.
It's exactly the story of his career. Yeah, it's exactly the story. It's like, we know the talent's there. When he was on the Jets his rookie year, I can't remember the player, but they're like, name one of the rookies you think will be an all-pro. And he, without even thinking, he's like, Elijah Moore. The talent is there. They've got a lot of mouths to feed. They didn't throw the ball, quote-unquote, a ton compared to how they usually do last year. But, with Samuel not really separating himself last year, Keon, I'm still so up in the air about what he could be. They're in a win-now mode. If Moore and Allen are on the same page like they were in mandatory minicamp, I could see that being the avenue where Allen's just like, I like throwing to him. It works. We're going to get him going. And end of story. Because even Kincaid, we're at a point now, he'll be open. Allen just can't hit him. So if it's going to be just get open and catch the ball, that's the pathway I see it being.
Yeah.
But I'm also delusional, and I want him to work, and I think he's amazing.
I appreciate all of that. I wonder if he can. Maybe the pathway, there's no clear path, right? Palmer, Shakir, Coleman are the top three receivers on the team, I think, rolling in here. And I don't know, could Moore and Palmer be more interchangeable, perhaps? I don't know. I don't want to pigeonhole Elijah Moore as a slot guy. I know there's been plenty of that, and like he fits into this. It's easy to say, oh, he's another one of these guys the Bills have who is really good at that, and they've got too many guys who are really good at that. But like so if you could see a scenario where he takes snaps away from one of the outside guys, then there's a better path, because like even just beating out Samuel only gets you
it
so
doesn't
far.
Do much. Yeah, it doesn't
right?
do much at
Samuel
all.
Samuel is four in my head, right? And maybe Moore is five right now. So if he can jump Samuel, but what have I really done there, right? And again, none of this accounts for Kincaid slot snaps and how we're going to sort that out. There's just a lot to piece together. But Moore is, despite all the hype and it being maybe like exaggerated, on a team that you're looking for someone to sort of show up and, surprise, I guess. Just, I don't want to say grab hold of it, because, again, there's not even really a clear pathway for this player to do that. I wonder if there's a clear pathway for any player to do that on this team with the way they're trying to do it. I suspect that if someone deserved to be targeted 150 times, that they would do it, like they did with Diggs. But they don't have that guy. If that guy starts to emerge, do they then start doing that again, or do they stick to everybody eats? Because I've always felt like everybody eats is it's a sign you hang out in the yard when you don't have a number one receiver. Because you just and yes, it worked for you, but I think you're still gonna want there's benefits to having that guy. It should make it easier for everybody else. You have a go-to guy when it is third and seven or fourth and whatever in the playoffs. You have something that you can count on. And I think that, in a way, ended up hurting the Bills despite all of their success on offense last year. It's so hard to see a way that Elijah Moore, it feels a little bit like a F1 guy with a really good car, but he's stuck in the back and you just can't get through all the traffic.
And then you kind of know.
And get on the podium. You're just, maybe you can get to points, get to a top 10. Ooh, sixth. Yeah. Moore feels a little like that to me. Like he's got the skill set and the Bills don't have a number one guy, but how in the world is he supposed to get there?
It's how he's supposed to get there. I even look at it too. The leading target getter for the Bills had 100 flat. It's Khalil Shakir. He misses one game, so take this with a grain of salt. Moore had more targets than him on Cleveland, of all teams. And it's just I can't imagine that's how the Bills want to operate 24/7. I think it works only to a certain point, like you said, before somebody elevates themselves and they go, well, that's the guy. He's earned it. We're going to keep going to him. I think the hope was it'd be maybe like Kincaid. You wasted a first-round pick on him. He's got to be the guy. Let's see what happens. Even maybe Coleman, and it never really materialized. So I think they have room for it. I think Josh has an appetite for it. Just no one has done it yet.
Did you just casually say wasted a first-round pick?
I'm glad you caught that.
Take City. Take me down to Take City over here.
I know the underlying numbers love Kincaid. I just don't think Josh does.
Yeah.
He's open a lot. He barely hits them. He just doesn't do it.
Right. Yeah, that 10 air yards or more completion percentage to him was horrific.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a scary
He was
number.
A Dorsey pick. I mean, that was how they
Yeah.
He's a receiver. Dorsey loves him.
803-0550. Thank you, Zach. 803-0550 is the number if you want to climb on board here. Spent the first hour talking about your optimism or lack thereof for the Bills to finally win a Super Bowl. We've gotten into the receiver room here off our conversation with the great Matt Waldman. There's news. I know this is going to sound weird on July 10th, but there's maybe some news about the NHL draft that I want to share next. Yeah, I said it. Lines are open, as I said. 803-0550 is the number. Mike is away today and tomorrow, along with Zach Jones. I am the Bulldog, and this is WGR.